This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. During the most recent City of Croswell meeting, Emergency Medical Services Director Tim Neijmeyer resigned, and he will be taking on a new position elsewhere. Regarding the EMS, its facility will also soon be getting an upgrade. Approval was given to repair and resurface the facade of the EMS building at 11 Wells Street in Sanilac County. The plan is to open and review the bids on Wednesday, April 29th, that have been received to do the work. Also, the Croswell City Council will be meeting at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, April the 21st, instead of their originally scheduled meeting that was for today. It will now be tomorrow instead. And the April Downtown Development meeting has also been canceled. The next one will be on May the 21st at the Croswell Community Center. And another news for today. Two medical service issues were addressed during the last Tuscola County meeting. Commissioners approved contracting with Aspire Healthcare for inmate medical services for the jail inmates. The contract for medical services is $280,000 for 1 year, which will be automatically renewed each year unless notified otherwise. There is a one-time payment of a $6,000 fee to set up the software program with a $2,500 annual licensing fee. Aspire CEO Andrew Daniels explained the services and benefits that the health agency could offer the county. Aspire was selected over Advanced Correction Healthcare Services, which the county had been using up to this point. Aspire services were viewed as more diversified and less costly. Commissioners also approved a six-month extension with William R. Marone, D.O., for his medical examiner services. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
That refund check isn't just extra cash. It's your down payment on a premium pre-owned vehicle you'll enjoy driving from Al Hansen Motors, like a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With 85,000 miles, you can take it home for just $16,980. If you need more space and you're looking for something with all the bells and whistles, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium with 103,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and has every option available. Heated and cooled leather seats, heated second row seats, heated steering wheel, park and lane keep assist, remote start, dual moonroof, power liftgate, third row seating, and a 3.6 V6 with no turbos. Take it home for just $17,980. With the gas prices on the rise, save at the pump of a 2017 Ford Fusion. It gets good fuel economy and has Bluetooth and a backup camera. You can take it home for just $99.80. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu LT. It has heated seats, remote start, new tires, and a 1.5-liter four-cylinder engine that gets up to 35 miles per gallon. It has 40,000 miles, and you can take it home for just $20,980. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now's the time to make it happen. Take that tax refund and turn it into something you'll use every single day at Al Hansen Motors.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, because it is difficult to keep up with all of the changes in technology, municipalities are beginning to enact moratoriums on data center development, and the city of Lapeer may become the next one to do so. When the city council meets at 6:30 p.m. today, Monday, April the 20th, a moratorium on data center development is expected to be discussed. In the Thumb and throughout the state, there's growing concerns regarding the noise, use of local resources, and the environmental impact from contamination from the data centers. State lawmakers introduced legislation to have a one-year moratorium on data center development until more is learned about them. Data centers act as a warehouse to store energy until it is needed again. As technology continues to advance, especially artificial intelligence, more and more power needs to be used when it is needed. And another news for today. A verdict has been reached in the shooting death of a 3-year-old Flint boy. A Genesee County jury has found Shamir Banks guilty on multiple charges connected to the 2020 killing of Messiah Williams. The convictions included first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit second-degree murder, several firearm-related offenses, and charges tied to shooting into a building as well as property damage. The child was killed on October the 22nd of 2020 when numerous rounds were fired into the side of his home. Two other individuals were charged in the case, London Walton and Cameron Burnett. They, however, were acquitted on all counts. Banks is scheduled to be sentenced on June the 8th at 10 a.m. Jury selection in the case began on March the 18th with opening statements presented a week later. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.